AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
John Watson joined by Al Rackesy. Welcome back, my friend.
Well, glad to be here, Sean. An exciting game tonight. Always an exciting time when you take on your arch rivals, the Trojans. And, fortunately, I think for Coldwater, last time we're going to see Chan Stewart on a basketball court for the most part. But the Cardinals won their last two and looking to make it three in a row. And what a great place to do that at would be right here in the Trojan gym.
Oh, on Twitter, Chan Stewart is bragging that his Trojans are hoping to get their ninth win in a row against the Cardinals. But the Cardinals have been playing a whole lot better, especially in the last two games. Went against Quincy on Monday night, and especially on Tuesday, they took care of business at Galesburg Augusta. 53-40, the final score. Balanced scoring all the way around. Nate Waterbury wound up leading the way with 12 points, the call-up from the JVs, but after him, he had Michael Nagels with 6, Houston with 5, Morgan Sims, Gordon Butler, Ryan Mock with 4, Logan Taggart with 3. Your leading rebounders, about 3 or 4 with 3 apiece. Check that.
Ryan
Mock at 5. And several with 3 apiece.
It was really nice. Nathan had that breakout game, and everybody else chipped in after that. That's what was really nice to see. Very balanced scoring after that. Rebounding-wise, the Cardinals won the rebound. They lost the rebounding battle by 2, but winning the game is the big part about it, and the Cardinals came away with that 53-40 victory. Shooting the ball 40% from the field, 16.7% from the three-point line and 52.2% from the free throw line. So, good field goal shooting for the most part. I'm sure Coach Kelly would like to see that free throw percentage inch up there a little bit.
Oh, for the season, they are averaging about 55.5% from the free throw line. So that is actually getting a little bit better. Opponents still shooting 62.1%. Leading the way scoring, Logan Taggart with 12.2. Luke Stempien, who is on the shelf, and we don't know if he'll be able to play again the rest of the season. We'll see what happens when he gets rechecked in a couple of weeks. He has 8.4. Nate Waterbury, the two games that he's been up from the JVs, he has been averaging 10 points a game. On the JVs, he's been averaging 18.5, so...
Well, I was talking to Coach Berry. I wrote over here with Coach Berry, and he told me he definitely can score the basketball. There's no question about that. Would like to see him get a little bit stronger, as I'm sure he will. He's only a sophomore, but he's one of those sophomore guards or freshman guards that were up on the JVs last year. So this year, a sophomore, and Coach Kelly decided he needed to bring him up for a little firepower, and he's given him that exactly.
On the rebounds, we've been seeing, similar to last season, rebounding by committee. Logan Taggart pulling down 5.6 tonight. Waterbury with 4. Luke Stempien before injuring his ankle, he had 3.4 tonight. Luke Beckhue's been coming off the bench, averaging 2.9 for tonight.
Now, the thing that's nice about that is as a team, though, they're winning the rebounding battle in the games for the most part. They're averaging 38.3 rebounds per game, where the opponents are averaging 36.2. So that's good. Sturgis comes in here tonight with an average of 28 rebounds per game.
All the Sturgis Trojans are now at 7-5 overall, 3-6 with Maggies. They had a makeup game at Marshall on Monday night. They won that 49-38, and in that game, your main man, Chan Stewart, led the way with 18 points, as he tends to most every night. Schuler with 6. Andrew Airgood had 5. Tristan Stewart, Nick Green, and Matt Olsen had 2 apiece. And let's see, what did Jack Shefke do? He had 14 points, 8 in the first quarter alone.
Well, they've got a very small roster this year again. And, Chance is the mark man. I mean, every team knows that... If you're going to beat Sturgis, some way, shape, or form, you got to slow him down. So he's had
You're hitting the you're hitting your accidental mute button there.
There we go.
I don't want to be down to one headset the rest of the night.
Well, not used to using this one, but anyway, well, Chance is going to be the mark man, and if you're gonna beat Sturgis, you got to some way slow him down. You're not going to stop him at all, but you definitely need to slow him down a little bit and make the other Trojans beat you. So you know, that's what teams have been trying to do, and fortunately for Sturgis, they were able to come away with that win at Marshall back on the third.
49-38 again was the final score. The previous outing, they lost at Gull Lake only by a 50-40 tally. And then they've been in pretty much a lot of their games. They beat White Pigeon previously 58-37. They only lost by one at Lakeview 50-49. That game did not go into overtime there. Lost by 15 at Battle Creek Central, and then back on January 10th, they won Goldwater 41-25. We were mentioning how Chance Stewart led the way primarily thanks to his free throw shooting prowess in the fourth quarter. He finished with a game-high 19 points. Jack Shepke was the deadly assassin for Sturgis. He had 13 points, including three triples.
Well, in that game, I believe Goldwater did not shoot well at all against Sturgis. 13.6% from the field goal range.
And
you're not going to beat anybody, quite frankly, shooting that.
It wound up being 20% in the first half and only 8.3% in the second half. That was ugly.
Yeah. So you're definitely going to expect something better out of the Cardinals there tonight. They were at that 52.5-point mark on the free throw. 2 of 13 from the three-point line, though, so definitely was Sturgis's game. Coldwater did everything they could to help them win that basketball game.
We will go ahead and take this 2-minute, 15-second break and be back with the starting lineups for our nightcap between the Coldwater Cardinals and the Sturgis Trojans. Boys basketball, the final boys basketball meeting between these two rivals as members of the same league. Back in 2:15, you're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Valentine's Day is Friday, February 14th, and Culey's Jewelry has just the gift for your sweetheart. The new shimmering diamond collection, white gold, yellow gold, or sterling silver. The diamonds dance and move with lovely elegance, a gift that will become a treasured keepsake. Or spice up her Valentine's with a new heart bead for her bracelet starting at $25. Valentine's is also the most romantic holiday of the year, a time to say, "Will you marry me?" with an extraordinary diamond engagement ring from Culey's Jewelry. Culey's diamonds are hand-chosen for quality and beauty with prices lower than any chain store. Right here in Coldwater, Culey's is the diamond source for the best prices and service you expect. With engagement rings starting at $299 and going to the sky's the limit, Culey's is something for everyone. This Valentine's Day, make Culey's your first choice in jewelry. Located downtown Coldwater since 1968.
Culey's, Culey's, fine jewelry says it best.
Love is the main theme of Valentine's Day, so when you and your sweetheart are looking for a place to celebrate, you obviously want a place that you can love, like Benedict Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater. After all, what's not to love? With choice Black Angus daily dinner and drink specials and 24 beers on tap, including Bell's Hop Slam and Pabst Blue Ribbon. It'll be love at first bite when you celebrate Valentine's Day at Coldwater's premier steakhouse, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, west of I-69 on US 12. Make your Valentine's reservations today.
Meet our Consumers family, members who love Consumers for a lot of reasons.
Consumers has been solid, consistent, warm, friendly, and very professional.
Honest and trustworthy.
Consumers is amazing. Personable, reliable, efficient.
Consumers is the best place ever.
Consumers Credit Union. Go, live, work, play.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Starting lineups are being brought to you by Short's Root Beer Stand. Think spring. Short's Root Beer Stand will be opening for the season Monday, March 3rd. Schwartz Root Beer stand at the corner of Munson and West Chicago Streets, Coldwater, where your debit and credit cards will be gladly accepted in 2014. For the Coldwater Cardinals, still looking for their first win in the SMAC East at 0-7, but they're now 3-9 overall and winners of two in a row under head coach Brian Kelly. It's the same starting lineup that Coach Kelly has gone with since Luke Stempien hurt his ankle. In the backcourt will be Michael Mago, a 5'11 junior, and Grant Maurer, a 6-foot senior. Up front, Blaze Watson, a 6'1 junior, Ryan Mock, a 6'3 senior, and Logan Taggart, team's leading scorer, a 6'4 senior. And the lights have just been turned on. They pulled out the spotlight as certain persons are getting ready to be introduced. I'm going to get my flashlight up and tell you that Stretch is coming into the ninth game at 3-5 for Maggie. 7-5 overall under the ever mercurial Keith Kurowski. Three guards in the backcourt. Kristen Stewart, a 6-1 sophomore. Jack Stempien, a 6-2 junior. And Andrew Eargood, a 6-2 junior. Up front, Pat Stewart, team's leading scorer. He is a 6-6 junior and now officially on his way to Western Michigan University to play basketball as we find the club on Wednesday. Joining the fans in the front court will be Nancy Holden. He is a 6'4 freshman.
Well, pretty young team actually for Sturgis here tonight. And obviously, they're going to lose a chance to the Western Michigan Broncos. He's going to go up there and row the boat for Coach Fleck. But, the Cardinals hopefully have an answer for he and the rest of the Trojans here tonight. And looking for a spirited basketball game. It usually is between Coldwater and Sturgis. And hopefully Coldwater can shoot the ball a whole lot better than they did the last time.
It'll be a change in the starting lineup. Instead of Holden starting, it will be Ryan Schuler. He's a 6'9 sophomore, so he's got a little bit more size up on Blaze Watson as they both get ready to jump at center circle. They both whiffed.
Well, pretty bad toss by the official, and he knew it.
Now the ball is up in the air. It is tipped to Tristan Stewart. Get it to Jack Shefke. Dribble drive to the baseline. His shot from 5, no good. And the ball goes out of bounds to Coldwater. Just 8 seconds in, Blaze Watson will inbound to Michael Mago. Sturgis already setting up in the 2-3 zone. Here's Mago moving to the right wing. Get it to Maurer. Open for just a split second on the left wing. Now dribble drive. Kick it out to Mock. Pump fake. The feed to Blaze Watson. Inside went through his hands. The ball's going to go out of bounds. It is saved by Tristan Stewart.
Looked more like a 2-on-2 that Sturgis was played at that point. But knowing Coach Kurowski, he'll switch things up on the night on the Cardinals, and there's no question about that.
Here's a bounce pass to Chance on the left corner. No score. 7:14 left to play in the first quarter. Comes to Tristan on the left wing. Dribble driving cut off at the top of the key by Magos. The Cardinals starting man-to-man. The bounce pass will have to come back to Eargood, and now Tristan to reset. Now to Chance on the right wing, launches a triple over Taggart. It's in and out, one and done. Taggart comes in for the rebound. Here comes Magos with the ball. To Blaze Watson on the right corner, launches in and out from the right corner on his shot.
Schuler there for the rebound for Sturgis.
No score, 6:37 left to play in the first quarter. The clock is moving. Chance Stewart. A missed connection looking for Jack Shefke on the left corner. It was last touched by the Cardinals as the ball went out of bounds.
Good hustle by Grant Maurer, almost coming up with a steal there for the Cardinals.
Tristan Stewart to inbound the ball. Eargood between the circles. Now back to Tristan, swing the ball to big brother Chance. Hot step on the right elbow. A shot to score for Stewart.
Well, he got the Cardinals to bite, and he held his position and scores his first bucket of the night.
Sturgis draws first blood, 2-0. Let's see if the Cardinals try to answer. Here's my top of the key. Slippery floor there. Cut off the right elbow by a double team. It comes back out to Blaze. Pump fake trying to see Taggart inside. It went through his hands, and we're going to get our first jump ball of the night. And the possession arrow is going to point to the boys in red and white.
good job hustling on the floor down there by the Cardinals, but fortunately they do get the possession arrow.
Maurer is looking and comes to mock. His shot was blocked by Schuler. Whistle on a foul.
No, it looks like the big guy is going to...
No, they get the ball to Tristan Stewart.
Oh.
It was a clean block by Schuler, but evidently Tristan Stewart got a little bit of arm for the first foul of the game. Block to the free throw line, drained the first.
All right, an 80.6% shooter on the season coming into tonight. Nice job by him on the season from the free throw line. Knocks them both down.
A 2-2 tie. 6 minutes left to play in the first quarter from here at Sturgis High School. Glad you're listening on this Friday night. Of course, earlier tonight, the Coldwater girls, a 7-point win over the Sturgis girls. Bad pass by Jack Shefty. Tried to save it right back to the Cardinals, and Jack Shefty with a retaliation foul right away. Check that. Chance Stewart picked up the foul.
Yep. Chance had a pretty good position there, but the officials saw differently.
Here come the Cardinals with another chance. Put points up on the board. Take the lead from the Trojans. Here's Mock on the right wing. Feeds to Logan Taggart. Quadruple team collapse on him. And a block sealed by Chance Stewart. Chance on the right wing with Blaze guarding him. Up top, it's going to come to little brother Tristan. Moves to the right wing. He's looking. Now back up top to Chance. On the weave, it's going to be given to Shefsky as Morrow is trailing him. Now back to Chance. Dribble drive. Cut off by the double team. Now comes out to Schuler. Needs help. Get it back to Tristan Stewart. 5:08 left to play in the first quarter. 2-2 tie between the Cardinals and the Trojans. Shefsky the give to Chance on the left corner just inside the arc. Cross court. Shefsky launches a triple. Bounces off the rim. Whistle and a foul on the battle for the rebound. And might that be Schuler with his first foul?
That's actually going to be Schuler going over the back of Logan Taggart, I believe.
Well, he didn't have to go far to do that. Schuler's first is the team third for the Trojans, and no fouls yet for Coldwater. 4:54 left to play in the first quarter at the 2-2 tie. Michael Mangos pushing the ball up the floor. He moves to the right wing. Maurer comes out, catches the ball up top. Now trying to feed Taggart inside, back out to Mangos. Now trying to split the defense, kicking out. Maurer up top three. Yes!
Grant Maurer with the first three of the night for the Cardinals.
And they have their first lead of the night, 5-2, 4:29 left to play in the first quarter. Tristan Stewart back left corner of the front court up top to Shefsky. Finds Champ Stewart on the weak side, trying to post up over Logan Taggart. Taggart's going to be guilty of a foul, and Champ is going to go to the free throw line.
Well, Logan did everything he did could to stop him, and he did do make sure the Champ did make that bucket, so... Chance, leading scorer on the season for Sturgis at 21 points a game.
As a team, they are shooting 68% from the charity stripe.
That's an awfully good number, but he misses the first one.
It remains for the time being 5-2 Coldwater, 4:20 left to play in the first quarter. Chance splits the pair. It's now 5-3. Quickly the ball off the other end of the floor. May goes for three from the right corner. It's just short, and Schuler's there with a rebound for the Trojans. Finds Chan Stewart. Dribble drive down the left block. Shot off the glass, no good from Chen. Ball slapped around, comes back out to the Trojans. Now a dribble drive. Chesky tried to kick it back out to Chance. It was knocked out by Grant Maurer. It will remain Sturgis ball.
Grant Maurer showing a lot of hustle out there tonight in this first quarter for the Cardinals.
The senior clearly doesn't want to lose his final opportunity against the Trojans. Shot from the right elbow. The push shot by Chance doesn't go in. Here come the Cardinals. May go to Mock on the left corner. Kick the ball out. Winston Taggart. Chance picked up by Maggart. Shoots over the triple team. Not Maggart. May goes. Oh, he missed. Whoever it was. And Chesky has the ball right now for the Trojans. 5-3. They trail Coldwater. 3:31 left to play in the quarter.
Michael Mangos has stepped his game up a little bit lately for the Cardinals, hasn't he, Sean?
Second half of the season, he's been looking more and more comfortable. Might have just been the pace of the varsity game a little too much to handle in the early going.
Well, it definitely is different. There's no question.
Chance cross-court pass to that Thiergood. Now it comes to Sesky on the right corner, moves to the wing, back up top to Tristan. Thiergood on the left wing, now up top to Champ Stewart. Cardinals man-to-man defensively. Here's Thiergood on the dribble drive down the left wing. Kick the ball out. Here is Champ Stewart. No, traveling violation. Ball went through the cylinder, but don't count it. It's going to be Goldwater ball, and they're facing a press for the first time tonight. Blaze Watson gets it across to Grant Maurer. Dribble drive. He traveled.
Yep.
Trying to post up on Ryan Schuler. He forgot to put the ball down on the ground.
A little too much momentum and dragged that to his foot.
2:40 left to play in the first quarter. 5-3 Cardinals. Chesky with the ball to Thiergood on the left wing. Up top to Chance Stewart. Dribble drives double team. Closed in on him. He draws a foul, as he tends to do more often than not.
Well, not much falling for Chance right now, but Grant Maurer going to pick up his first foul of the night for the Cardinals. Team second.
Three fouls currently up on the board for Sturgis, if you're wondering about the foul situation. First of two from Champ Stewart is good, so he's 2 of 3 on the night from the charity stripe. And the Trojans draw to within 1, 5-4. With the clock stop, 2:28 left in the first. Second one rattles in, and we've got a tie ball game at 5. Trojans pressing. Michael Mango gets his way out of it. He had another one, and the layup is good for Mago.
Beautiful drive by Mago, taking it from end to end. Finish it off with an easy lay-in.
The Cardinals retake the lead, 7-5, 2:11 and counting left to play in the quarter. Thiergood to the free throw line, Chance Stewart. Taggers guarding in, now back to Thiergood. Stewart inside to the big Ryan Schuler. He missed it, though.
Oh, he had a puppy there, and he blew it.
Mago get it to the right corner. Three balls, an air ball for Grant Maurer, but Logan Taggart is there on the other side to clean up and collect. The Cardinals lead 9-5. What a way to make a living.
Took that rebound right away from Chance Stewart.
Kristen Stewart to Thiergood on the right wing. Now up top, Ryan Schuler. He traveled with the ball before he could get the ball to Kristen Stewart. First substitution of the night coming from the Sturgis bench. Matthew Polson, the 6'4 freshman who was originally indicated as a starter, will now come in off the bench. Shouldn't have surprised me, a change in the starting lineup coming from this guy.
At least to get the book right the way it's out.
Mock to Taggart, having trouble trying to handle those bounce passes, and he's tied up by Kristen Stewart, who's down on his belly trying to tie up Taggart and take the ball away from him. Possessioner is going to point to the boys in orange and black. 9-5, they trail by 4, minute 10 left to play in the first quarter. Thiergood to Stewart on the right corner. The defensive assignment all night long. Champ Stewart and Logan Taggart. Mock comes in to help, shoots over Taggart and scores. So it's Champ Stewart.
7
and Goldwater 9. 46 seconds and counting left to play in the quarter. Mock between the circles to Magos on the left wing. Cross court to Maurer. Now to Mock. A triple team closed in on him. That triple team forced him to travel. Good job on defense by Shefty, by Chan Stewart, and by Holden.
Sturgis doing a really good job of closing in on the big guys when they're getting it into that lane.
Sturgis with a chance to tie or take the lead this trip up the floor as Ryan Hanley gets ready to check in for Goldwater at the next set ball. 25 seconds behind left to play in the quarter. The runner is good for Chan Stewart, who has all 9 of Sturgis' points right now. 15 seconds left to play in the quarter. Magos with the ball, trying to move off a mock screen. Finds a seam down the middle and gets the runner to go.
Michael Magos looking good here early on for the Cards.
Goldwater retakes the lead, 11-9. Here's Chance Stewart with 2, with 1. Logan Taggart was down on the floor, and it looks like they're going to get him with a foul.
Yeah, no question about that.
His second, team third, in comes Ryan Hanley for the Cardinals. He is a 6'3 senior. As Taggart comes to the bench. Kristen Stewart will inbound the ball. The big brother chance. And he got a nice bounce on the five-foot jumper at the buzzer. 11-11 tie. The Coldwater Cardinals and Sturgis is Chan Stewart with all 11 of his team's points. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer is just like a piggy bank, but even better.
Hello, this is Jeff Wilcox from Drew's Place of Coldwater. In our family's 25 years in the care business, we see how difficult it is for seniors to leave their home. We see the unique challenges families face, especially with memory-related issues. This is why we have taken great pride in designing homes that cater to these issues related to memory loss. We have made it our goal to provide that specialized care at the most affordable rates in Michigan. Call us today for information or a tour of our facilities at Drew's Place of Coldwater. Call 278-9494.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Coming up at halftime, it's another edition of MHSAA Perspective presented by the Michigan Army National Guard. This week, John Johnson talked about the need to respect officials after a fan attempted to grab a referee during a recent game in mid-Michigan.
That wouldn't happen at a sporting event, would it?
Well, evidently and did, and you know more about it coming up at halftime. Cardinals had the ball, but it was stolen by Jack Shefton. He finishes the first Trojan other than Chance Stewart to score in this game, and the Trojans with their first lead of the night. Not for long. Blaze Watson with a finger roller underneath to tie it up at 13 after that exchange of buckets.
Didn't have hardly enough time to write the bucket down for Shefty.
Trojan ball. Here's Sam Stewart on the left corner being picked up by Hadley. Now he'll take it strong with the right hand and score 13. The surface is 15 points coming from number 30. Mock inside to Blaze Watson, trying to pump fake, kick the ball back outside, cracked down by Nate Waterbury, who checked in during the break. He's a 5'10 sophomore, gives the ball to Ryan Mock. Now Hanley up top, flings the ball to Blaze Watson, shoots over Chan Stewart, a little bit wide to the left. The check after shot was over Stewart, it was flashed out by Colvin. Now, I guess I was correct in saying that was Chance Stewart that got the poke away. Schuler checking back in, pulls into the bench. Waterbury to inbound the ball. The Cardinals trail by 2, 15-13. Ryan Hadley with a spin move. The ball almost taken away by Shefty as he dives into the Sturgis High School F-end.
Sturgis very aggressive on the defensive end. Really getting after the Cardinals when they get that ball down low.
6:43 left to play in the half, 15-13 Trojans. The inbound comes to Michael Magos. Up top to Blaze, swing the ball around. Hanley swings the ball inside. Ryan Mock, triple team closed in on him. The floater fading away, doesn't go in. It went wide left. Shefty with a rebound for Sturgis. Shefty with a quick move down the middle, trying to get Nate Waterbury to foul. Shefty travels as a result, and Keith Kurowski, in typical fashion, comes out to center court to call the timeout. 6:27 left to play in the first half, 15-13 Trojans. It's a 30, so we're back in 30. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Birdwatching is your lifetime ticket to the theater of the outdoors. This winter, let Nottawa Gas Company and Tekonja help you transform your backyard into an oasis of nature. At Nottawa Gas, they stock more than 20,000 bird feeders, a wide variety of premium bird seed, bird houses, bird baths, and bird bath heaters for all your feathered friends. They're more than gas. Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonja on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
See Mike's side. It's a 15-13 lead by the host Trojans over the visiting Coldwater Cardinals. Coldwater do get the ball coming out of the timeout as they now break their huddle. Mock, Hadley, Waterbury, Magos, and Watson. The five on the floor for Coldwater. Blaze inbound to Mago. Now comes the Mock in front of the Sturgis bench. Now back to Blaze up top. Dribble drive, trying to kick it out to Mago. He launches a triple, and he drains another triple.
Michael Mago.
Another triple for the Cardinals. That's his first of the game.
Right, his first triple.
The Cardinals retake the lead 16-15. 6 minutes left to play in the half. Haregood is between the circles. Get the ball to Jack Chesky, who comes out on the left corner. Now finds Cam Stewart. Couple pump fakes trying to get Hadley to bite, and no dice. Cam Stewart gets the ball back. Now up top to Haregood. Thought triple. Now he'll drive down the middle. The runner went wide right. Ball ping pong. Chesky picks it up. Blocked. Called in by Waterbury.
Lee's Watson with the block for the Cardinals. Chesky is going to pick up the foul for Sturgis.
Waterbury putting his shoulder down the entire way up the floor, and Chesky is going to be assessed his first foul, team fourth. Kristen Stewart to the bench. Let's see who else came in.
Jacob Clyde came in, number 11.
And Chesky came out.
Yeah,
Alani Wright, a 5'10 senior, yeah. Jacob Klein, a 6-foot junior. A very short bench for Coach Keith Borowski, only 9 players on the roster. Remember that first matchup between Coldwater and Sturgis where they only had 6 at the end of the night?
Yeah.
Three-pointer doesn't go in, rebound putback doesn't go in for Magos. Here come the Trojans.
Schuler with the rebound for Sturgis.
Chance Stewart scoops the ball to the left wing to Klein. Now up top, Lonnie Wright. Dribble drive, triple team collapses on half. Built it for the runner to go left.
Nice job by Lonnie Wright, taking it to the hoop for the Trojans.
Sturgis takes the lead 17-16. Cross court pass from Blaze to Magos. Strong up by a double team. Now here's Waterbury with the ball. Blaze Watson trying to get it cross court to Magos. Taken away by Klein, and now Chance Stewart with a chance to finish. He can't. Magos with a rebound.
Good anticipation by Jacob Klein on that last Coldwater play.
Three-pointer by Magos. Bounces off the rim. Did not go on. Loose ball. It's going to be collected by Chance. Here comes Lonnie Wright. Puts the shoulder down, and Magos, no call. Bounce pass to Chance. Down the middle. Yes, it's a go in. Time out. Brian Kelly, his cheeks are as red as his shirt right now.
Yeah, you got to keep Chance out of the way. That's probably what he's upset about. You get him in there, he's our guy.
4:11 left to play in the half, 19-16 Trojans. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVD.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Goes doubled up at the top of the key, finds Nate Waterbury. Sturgis, that 2-1-2 zone. Uh-oh. Inside the clock, and he scores plus one.
Great, great pass. Couldn't see who that came from, but.
Klein picking up his first foul, team fifth. And Mock back to the free throw line to try and finish the 3-point play. Down, it's up, and it's off the back of the rim. Hadley slaps it. Chesky pulls it down.
Rare miss for Ryan Mock on the season.
19-18. Coldwater trails by just one. 3:46 left to play in the half. Cross-court pass to Chance Stewart. He's open from the left corner. Launches a triple over Hadley. It's off the back of the hoop.
There you go. With the rebound for the Cardinals.
They trail by one. Catch by Scout Cates, and it was a skip catch. I just noticed he's got a nice haircut.
Luke Beckhuis, I'm correct.
I'm thinking about the number that he wore. Well, still, Luke has a nice haircut now.
Yeah, there you go.
5'10 sophomore, he wore almost the same number that Scout wore on the soccer pitch. That's where I got confused for just a second. Thank you for the correction. The first one of the season won't be the last. Trojan ball, they lead by 119-18, 3:11 left to play in the first half, and offsetting travels, Lonnie Wright catches and slides the pivot foot on the right wing. Magos is between the circles, and he sets the screen. We'll get it to Ryan up top, playing the ball inside to Ryan. Not too hot of a pass, couldn't save it. This was a Coldwater High School gym. You might have been able to, but since we've got a 90-foot floor here, yeah, sure, just going to go back to the Trojans. Nick Ream, 6'4 senior, standout on Sturgis' tennis team, comes in. Andrew Airgood also back in for the boys in orange and black. We lead by one, 19-18, 2:53 and counting left to play in the first half. Wright receives the ball now to Airgood on the right wing, 30 feet away. Locking the ball inside, Cham Stewart shooting over Hadley. Got a hand on it, but Cham still finishes.
Got to find a way to keep him out of that lane.
21-18, Trojans lead by three once again. Magos on the right wing, cross court to Beckhuizen. Now to Hadley, who launches a triple up top. Wide left, and Stewart with a rebound. He travels. Good job on defense by Luke Beckhuizen.
Yeah. Prior to that, that's not the shot that Ryan Hadley needs to take way out there beyond the three-point arc.
A little bit of chatter going on between the dueling quarterbacks, Beckhuizen and Chance. Beckhuizen inbounds the ball to Magos, cut off on the right block. We'll get it back to Beckhuizen, or rather that's Waterbury, who launches a 12-footer. It's short whistle and an immediate foul by Beckhuizen. His first is going to be the team's fourth, just as Chance Stewart got the rebound.
Well, neither team really in foul trouble. The Trojans with five. The Cardinals with four here in the first half.
Although they have it up at 6-3, although I don't mind that at all. I'm sure they'll get that corrected in due course. 2:08 left to play in the half. 21-18 Trojans. Lonnie Wright was tied up on the left wing. Trojans will get it on the alternate possession arrow. Maurer and Blaze Watson back in. Waterbury and Mock to the bench. Chesky on the back left corner of the front court. Dribble driving to the top. The key, give it on the Weaver. Lonnie Wright kick the ball out. Here's Airgood on the left wing. Now inside to Chance Stewart. Oh, he knocked over. Hadley, an offensive foul.
Good call by the officials on that one. Chance kind of put his shoulder down, got into him a little bit, knocked him behind.
Stewart's second foul is the team sixth. Sturgis Superfans did not like that call. Lonnie Wright comes to the bench for the Trojans. Kristen Stewart back in. Magos with the ball. The Cardinals trail by one, 21-18. A minute 44 left in the half. Here's Beckhuizen on top of the key. Bounce pass to Hadley. He's triple teamed. Now to Magos on the right corner, and he slid a pivot foot before he tried to launch a shot.
When the Cardinals are getting the ball inside the free throw line, whether it's out on the outside or on the inside, there are three Trojans collapsing on that Cardinal player, and obviously there's got to be a couple of guys open.
Whistle on the Coldwater foul, other end of the floor. Michael Magos with his first foul. Team fifth. Trojan ball, Airgood inbounds to Champ Stewart. He's on the right wing being guarded by the aforementioned Ryan Hadley. Now a dribble drive. And Hadley is this time is going to be guilty of the foul. His feet were moving that time, and that was pretty obvious from back here. Team fouls now even at six apiece. Hadley with his first. Non-shooting foul, Chance Stewart to trigger underneath the Trojan bucket to Airgood. Now to Kristen, back to Chance. running down the middle of the lane on the curl. Ryan Hanley with two quick ones. That's all Hanley could do to stop the easy bucket from going in for Chance Stewart. But Chance is going to go up for two from the charity strike. Clock stopped with a minute 16 left to play in the first half. First of two from Chance Stewart is good. Ryan Schuler getting ready to check in for the Sturgis Trojans.
Did Stewart make that free throw?
He did. It's now 22-18. Schuler back in for the Trojans. Minute 16 left to play in the half. Clock stop. Second of two from Chance is good. 19 points for Chance Stewart already. 19 of the Trojans, 23. They lead 23-18. Magos cross court to Beck Hughes and on the left wing. Dribble drive. Finds plays Watson inside. Left it short. The ball slapped to Schuler.
Blaze has just got to go up a little stronger than that.
Here's a dribble drive by Shesky. The ball comes back out to Tristan Stewart. Now to Chance on the left corner. 48 seconds left to play in the half. Inside to Schuler. Back out to Chance. Launches a three-pointer from the left corner. Oh! A dagger. 8-point lead now for the Trojans.
Yeah, that hurts right now for the Cardinals, especially right before halftime.
Mago trying to come off the screen, though, guys. Here's Mauer trying to get the ball back to Mago. Knocked away by Flying Airgood into the Trojan bench. Unfortunately, took out one of the assistant coaches. Mauer to trigger in front of the Trojan bench. 28.4 seconds left in the quarter. Blaze now back to Mauer. Michael Magos is between the circles. He'll move to the right wing off of Beck Hewson screen. Needs help. We'll get it back to the center court circle to Beck Hewson. Moving off the mic screen. Bounce pass to Magos. 12 seconds left in the quarter. 17 quarter. Bounces off the rim. Rebound by Watson. Put back. No. The rebound hauled in by Ryan Schuler. Immediate foul by Magos.
Yeah, not a good foul.
Check that. The foul is assessed against Ryan Mock. Going to be his first.
Yes, they're just the bonus, and that's going to send Ryan Schuler to the line for the first time tonight.
Sam Stewart coming to the bench for the first time. He played all 32 minutes in the game back in Coldwater on January 10th, but he's going to get a breather for the remaining 5 seconds of this frame. Missed by Schuler on the front end of the 1-1. Here come the Cardinals quickly. Michael Mago shoots over here. Get it to go in at the buzzer. 26-18, the Sturgis Trojans lead the Coldwater Cardinals after one half of play. It is halftime, and the halftime report is brought to you by Grant County Abstract and Title, wishing good luck to the Cardinals. For title insurance, escrow closing, for other title or abstract services, turn to Grant County Abstract and Title, a local business serving Grant County since 1887. Further employees have over 230 years of experience. Grant County Abstract and Title located at 22 Plaza in Coldwater. Call them at 278-6960. Back after this 1 minute 15 second break with NHSAA perspective, and then back here with the numbers. 26-18. Cardinals trail the Sturgis Trojans by 8. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
Get fresh food fast at the Willows Bar and Grill, where their weekday lunch specials are cooked to order and never sit under a heat lamp.
This is Karen. Our fast, friendly service means you'll have a great lunch and be back to work in under an hour.
Friday's lunch specials include your choice of a bacon Swiss chicken strip sandwich or fish sandwich, each served with your choice of chips or fries. You don't have to eat fast food. Stop by the Willows, just east of River Road on US 12 Coldwater today, and check out their new look.
Keep your hands to yourself. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires. Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews. At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Being not that many years removed from having a dating daughter at home, I like the automobile commercial where the father is driving his little girl and her school dance date down the road, playing music to remind them how to behave that evening. Finally getting a smarmy, "Okay, Dad, we get it," as they arrive at the door. Well, maybe we need something like that for folks to play in their car as they travel to high school ball games. It's surprising that it hasn't happened more often, but I could not recall ever hearing about a spectator in these parts actually trying to grab an official during a basketball contest when I got the call a couple of weeks ago from a reporter in mid-Michigan. And while the administration of the home team in this instance took quick action in ejecting the spectator from the gymnasium and following up to assure that there would not be a repeat of this occurrence on its dime, it does give us pause to think about the bigger and ever-growing problem of the lack of respect that coaches, players, and especially spectators have for the men and the women in the striped shirts. It takes three parties to have a game. While sitting in the stands, we seem to be able to, like it or not, accept or understand what the coaches and the players do, but we can't tolerate for a split second anything other than what we think is perfection from the officials. Hey, officials are human beings too. Mom and dads who have kids in sport, who work at their craft. Unlike those of you in the stands who think that watching officiating experts on televised sporting events gives you the same knowledge of the rules and the mechanics of high school sports and how to apply it all at full speed. I've said it before, your $5 to attend a high school sporting event, an educational sporting event, gives you the privilege to watch the game and encourage the young people playing it. Nothing more. It is not a license to verbally or physically assault the people who freely give of their time to get down on the playing surface and officiate. I remember being in a town hall meeting some years ago about sportsmanship, and a woman, who was the wife of a local basketball coach with a reputation for haranguing on officials as she sat alongside her husband on the bench, asking me what I was going to do about these homer referees, knowing full well that the referee that they had in someone else's gym one night would be their homer in their gym in a week or two. My response was that I would pit the impartiality of any referee in the state of Michigan against anyone sitting up on the stands or on the bench on any given night. Folks, we are going to continue to lose an already graying core of officials and prevent a generation of young people from giving back to the game as referees if we don't stop the disrespect. They've got the courage and the guts to work the game, and you don't. They may not get every call right, but they're trying, just like the players and the coaches. So when it comes to the officials, folks, please, as the Georgia Satellites state so well, don't hand me no lines and keep your hands to yourself. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
A Branch County Abstract Title Halftime Report rolling on from here at Sturgis High School. It's been basically the Cam Stewart show. Looking at his final basketball game against the Cardinals during the regular season, a most memorable one. He has 22 of Sturgis' 6 points, and in the process, he outpaced his point total in the, from the first game back on January 10th.
Yeah.
He got 19 that night.
I didn't even add up his points. I just subtracted the other two buckets that were made from the other players from the total. You know, he had the 22 points, but he ended the night averaging 21 a game, so he had his average in the first half.
1-6-18, a halftime score, Sturgis leading Coldwater. Silver scoring summary, first for a Cardinal, Michael Magos leading away with 7 points. He also has 5 rebounds and to assist Grant Mauer with three plays, one, two, Ryan Mock, four, Logan Becker, two. Those are the eight teams that are up on the board for the Guardians. Meanwhile, for Scherzer, we already know that Chance Stewart scored 22. Lonnie Wright and Jack Shefke have the other buckets. Shefke with four rebounds and a couple of assists. Chance Stewart with five boards. That's 26 for the Trojans by the quarters. 11-11 tie after one. 15-7 Sturgis outscoring Coldwater in the second. You circle the shooting percentages. The Cardinals, 7 out of 23, 30.4%. 2 of 7 from downtown, 2 of 3 from the charity stripe. Meanwhile, for the Trojans, they finished the first half 10 of 20 shooting, 50%. A large chunk of that coming on 8 of 13 shooting from Chance Stewart. 1 of 4 from the three-point line. Chance Stewart sunk that only triple. 5 of 7 from the charity stripe. Chance Stewart himself was 5 out of 6.
Chance also missed a few easy buckets there early on in the game. But the difference in this game, to me, Sean, is Sturgis's trapping defense when Coldwater gets the ball into the lane or even out to the wing. They got two or three guys on Coldwater's head right now. And great offensive problem. What's the turnover situation there?
7 apiece, also turnover, Sturgis outscoring Coldwater 8-5. Sturgis winning the battle of the boards, and that makes 15-12.
Really, even 3 by Chance Stewart there at the end of the first half really kind of hurt the Cardinals there. Instead of an 8-point lead, you've now got a 5-point lead. Now you have an 8-point lead.
We'll be back with the second half in 1:15 seconds. 26-18, Sturgis on top of Coldwater. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WGBT.
Did you think it had quiet down at Haylett Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Haylett's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Haylett. Haylett has what you need. Everything. One stop, an 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it? Haylett has them. Parts and accessories? Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing. Service. As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot, Haylett has 14s in stock. New floor plans you've got to see. Dave doesn't have many 13s. So guess what? They're giving 2013 discount deals on 14s. RVs and fifth wheels go where everybody goes. Hightail it to Haylett. Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan. And online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.